teacher was made ill by imagination. The master became unnerved by imagination and dread. He sprang up and began to drag his cloak along.
I'm surprised, how come that in the title he will translate it teacher, but in the first line he will translate it master? Because ustad means master, doesn't mean teacher. Teacher is muallim. Ustad means master. So even in the title it should be the master. Yes?
Angry with his wife and saying, her love is weak. I am in this state. And she did not ask and inquire.
Okay, I wrongly guess that you read this before, so you are prepared. This is how we deal, right? You read it beforehand, you come here, then I could explain it, right? Okay. So you know what happens here. I ask you, what's the necessity that all we are going to see and hear about his fight with the wife? It was not needed. The teacher could feel bad, feel sick, and Rumi told us that, you see, with that illusion, you could become sick. So this is where he's heading, right? But no, we talk a lot about that. Why? Remember the lady? Deep down, this one is the lady. So the wife of a teacher plays a part in it. She tries to be correctional, but reminds you the Zana Arabi. We heard this before, that there is always that internal argument that will make everything worse. Yes, let's hear that.
She did not even inform me about my color. She intended to be free from my disgrace.
There's somebody who is doubting his mind. Me, idiot, me. Yes.
She has become intoxicated with her beauty and the display and is unaware that I have fallen from the roof like a bowl. He came and fiercely opened the door. The boys at the master's heels. His wife said, is it well? How hast thou come soon? May no evil happen to thy goodly person. He said, are you blind? Look at my color and appearance. Strangers are lamenting my affliction. You at home, from hatred and hypocrisy, do not see the state of anguish I'm in. His wife said, O sir, there is nothing wrong with thee. 'Tis thy vain, unreal imagination and opinion.
Here again are those two words. They are always repeated because those are the illusion and suspicion and that kind of stuff is always there. So the brain will tell him that that is what it is. This is an illusion. You're looking okay. But accepting that means what? You remember what did he do to himself? Rumi explained it. He said, somehow this guy, the others saying that, oh, we are worried about your health. That is the trick. When they bow to you, when they admire you, when they say, oh, poor you. You not suspect them to be liars. Anybody else opposing them will be the guilty party. Yes.
He said to her, O strumpet, are you still obstinately disputing? Don't you see this change and tremor? If you have become blind and deaf, what fault of mine is it? I am in this pain and grief and woe. She said, O sir, I will bring the mirror in order that thou mayst know that I am innocent. Begone, said he. May neither you nor your mirror be saved. You're always in hatred and malice and sin.
Mm-hmm. When do you seek the guidance normally?
Because here he brings in the mirror. And he talked about the mirror before. You remember, he said the peer is the mirror. Because it will show the truth to you. Here the guy will not accept even the mirror. Why?
Because normally you go to a mirror to see your beauty, to find something, some explanations. Here, they admire you. These little kids, they all are worried. They even stopped reading not to give you the headache. And nobody appreciates you like that. That's how our brain could be twisted easily. Yes?
Lay my bed at once, that I may lie down, for my head is sore. The wife lingered. The man shouted at her, saying, "O hateful one, quicker, this is worthy of you."
It's not hateful one, it's enemy. You call it the enemy, A-U enemy. Yes?
How the master went to bed and moaned, imagining himself to be ill. The old woman brought the bedclothes and spread them. She said, "There was no possibility, and her heart is filled with burning. If I speak, he will hold me suspect, and if I say nothing, this affair will become serious. A man who has not suffered any pain is made ill by a bad omen. It is obligatory to accept the saying of the prophet, 'If you pretend to be sick beside me, you will become sick.' If I tell him, he will cast up a vain fancy. My wife has a design, for she is making arrangements to be alone. She is getting me out of the house. She is plotting and cajoling for the purpose of some wickedness." She prepared his bed, and the master fell down. Sighs and moans were arising from him. The boys sat there, reciting their lesson with 100 sorrows in secret, thinking, "We have done all this, and we are prisoners. It was a bad building, and we are bad builders."
Okay. Well, he was talking about, he was explaining to you, listen. First of all, the problem of Pharaoh is not only Moses. It's these guys that are bowing to him and making him sick. This is why you should pay attention to this master. Then he explained how master became ill. Okay, how Pharaoh became sick, how master became ill. He stopped it. He made a paragraph. In this paragraph, he didn't talk about the master. He talked about the wife, the logical other, and said, okay, what the wife is thinking. Do you remember? I talked about this knowledge which is to degrees and is always polluted with illusion and suspicion and stuff like that. Even the lady is like that, because these are the same fellow. The lady will think that, okay, he's not sick. What can I do? Because if I tell him the truth, he will dislike me. Because the guy is convinced that he's sick. If I don't say anything, it becomes a serious matter. Because when the sickness starts, it spreads. Pretending that you're sick means you're sick. Because why are you pretending you're sick? You are begging for some pity, for some cover-up, for some attention, something like that. You're sick. You shouldn't pretend. But pretension goes deep, goes deeper. Therefore, it will kick me out. Do you remember kicking out? The first book? That's the trick. You should remind this one that it could be kicked out, it could be divorced. Just a glass of good scotch will do the trick. Suddenly this is out. And this one knows it. Do you remember? Gave up when the man said, "I will divorce you." Here again, she's not helpful because she gives up out of fear of being kicked out. That's how your brain works. Yes.
Now for the second time, the boys made the master imagine, saying that their recitation of the Quran would increase his headache. The clever boy said, "O good fellows, recite the lesson and make your voices loud." When they were reciting, he said, "Boys, the noise we are making will do the master harm. The master's headache will be increased by the noise. Is it worthwhile that he should suffer pain for the sake of pence?" The master said, "He is speaking the truth. Depart. My headache is worse. Go out."
How come that his headache got worse? All those thoughts of the lady. The brain works reverse, then you feel worse even. A paragraph in four verses only, divided. Why? Over there, okay. Over there declared, last paragraph, okay, suspicion. There is influences. All of that could make you sick. Then, the boys, they talked about what? That, okay, we are not the good builders. Just by realizing that they are not the good builders, they became a good builder. Just by realization, suddenly the guy said, okay, recite, recite. Then he said, oh, stop you? This is too loud, the guy is sick. We shouldn't talk, we shouldn't do the noise. The guy said, oh yeah, yeah, I feel worse. Get out of here, send them out to appreciate the freedom. Yes. Now they are free.
How the boys escaped from school by this trick. They bowed and said, "O honored sir, may illness and danger be far from you." Then they bounded off to their homes like birds in desire of grain. Their mothers became angry with them and said, "A school day, and you at play." They offered excuses, saying, "Stop, mother. This sin does not proceed from us and is not caused by our fault. By the destiny of heaven, our master has become ill and sick and afflicted." The mothers said, "It is a trick and a lie. You bring forward 100 lies because of your greed for buttermilk. In the morning we will come to the master that we may see the bottom of this trick of yours." "Go in God's name," said the boys. "Inform yourselves as to our lying or telling the truth."
Okay, I'm waiting for some translation. What was the necessity of this part? Do you remember we are supposed to like look at all of it and know that why he's done that? Suddenly, the guys, okay, they are happy, they jump out, they make noises. Fathers, no, the mothers. The mothers, they didn't believe them. Like, oh, you silly fellow, you want to be out of the school? Tomorrow we'll check it. And they will. You know they will, right? And you know the result. But why? And why separated? Because it could have ended, instead of saying that the children would say, yes, welcome, come on and check it out for yourself, they would say, they said, tomorrow will come. And the next day, they went to the school. Continuing the stuff. No, he stopped it. He stopped it with something. That the children, they said, okay, you're welcome to come and check it out. But how did they say it? Go in God's name. It's not go in God's name. It's Bismillah. Because when they invite you to somewhere, they will say Bismillah. In the name of God, come in. Just bringing that name in. Right? That is the word. The children will say Bismillah. Because only with Bismillah you could check out the lie and the honesty. This is the address for me. The children are saying it.